Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
In your power, we are confident in your provision. We are confident in who you are. And we thank you because yokes of depression are breaking. We thank you because yokes are breaking. Oh, yokes are breaking. We thank you, Father, because unto you shall the garden of the people be. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together and bless the Lord as you take your seats. God bless you. And you are welcome in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read from the book of Proverbs on this great recovery service Sunday or Sunday service. We want to start this journey by looking into the book of Proverbs. I want you to declare I'm blessed. I want you to say it prophetically. Say I'm blessed. Say the blessing of the Lord is upon my house and is in my habitation. I'm going to come out stronger. I'm going to be better by the grace of God. I'm going to get to God's target for me. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit that limits a man. Every limiting spirit. Every spirit that compels a man to settle for less. And we arrest them. In the name of Jesus. And we say, you Pharaoh, you spirit, you Pharaoic spirit, to release God's people so that they may go into their destinies. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 6. And we're going to read verse 30 and verse 31. The scripture says, men do not despise a thief. If he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he is found, he shall restore sevenfold. And he shall give all the substance of his house. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lord. Church, hallelujah. Amen. The word of God is, this is a prophetic scripture. And you will understand what I'm saying right now. The scripture, if you read through the scriptures, you will find that there are several quotations that has to do with stealing or being a thief. In fact, I find that among so many crimes or sins that can be committed in the scripture, anything that involves theft usually cannot be remedied. Hello? Now, I'm just talking about the scriptures. Huh? I found out that when it involves stealing, most times it usually cannot be easily remedied. It's not as easy as saying, I forgive you, but you're going to die. Because when something involves stealing, it is, you cannot, for instance, and I'm not saying one sin is greater than the other. If a person fornicates, you can lie and say, the devil made me do it. Eh? Are we together? So I don't know what happened, and then something happened. But you see, a man who steals has been planning it. Is deliberate. He's been watching you. It's not, oh, I don't know what happened. You knew what happened. You've been watching me. You've been planning to do it. You went there. You saw the opportunity and you took it. Look at what the scripture says about this man. In fact, there's a man in the scripture known as Achan who stole items belonging to idols. And because of that, innocent people died. If somebody, whether you're a Christian or not, if you steal or take something that does not belong to you, which includes taking the glory belonging to other people, you went for a particular presentation, you were at the office, and you took the shine, you didn't put in all the work, somebody did the job, and you took the glory as though you are the one who did it. You are a thief. Even though you speak in tongues, you are a tongue-speaking thief. You took the glory. A lot of people steal, but because they think they are not taking money. Can I shock you? Huh? If you desire to spend time, more time with a married man than he spends with his wife, you're a thief. Whether it's for counseling, Can I preach? Church is quiet. Huh? If you don't know what your cue is to get up and go, if you don't know what your cue is, if you don't know the sign that it's time for you to start going, then I can't help you. Whatever the man's wife does to you, you take it. Some of the things that we do, we can't take it as women, as sisters. So put yourself in other people's shoes. So we have people who have been stealing since 1845, but they are not aware that what they are doing is called professional robbery. If your husband is trying to go on a retreat and seek the face of God and pray, please, can you hear me? Because some people have stopped listening now. The moment I said, start talking about thieves. If your husband says, oh, he wants to go on a retreat, and you found a reason to keep interrupting him, talking about money, talking about other things, you're a thief because you are robbing him of his first love, which is God. Same thing, if you are a brother, and your wife told you, I want to fast for the next 3 days, and you keep going to hound, disturb her, pester her, to come out of the prayer room and cook. Meanwhile, you are a man. You have two hands. You can cut yam. But for some reason, you chose not to. Because your wife's food is very sweet. So, I'm just telling you this, so that before you begin to look at those who stole 80 million, or those who said a snake swallowed money, I want us to look inward. Are you a thief? Because peradventure, and you understand what I'm saying when I get into the meat of my message, that sometimes it is these little things that come up and they make our prayers difficult for God to answer. But because nobody has ever told you that you can be a thief of time. You can be a thief of emotions. You invest yourself in people you should not be over-invested in. Emotions have no respect for your marital status. So. Tell your neighbor, grow up. Tell your neighbor, grow up. Listen, that man that you like, is married. The man that your dream man is married. Say amen. So if you want that man, you must be willing to put in the work. Okay. Let me read from the Holy Bible, so that, because somebody is wondering, Pastor traveled, he came back with fight. I didn't come back with fight. I just saw in the Bible that if a thief is caught, because some of you are now, there are people now wondering why their husbands can't give them full attention, but they also stole somebody else's heart. Should I change the message? This is recovery service. And we are going to recover all. See, this is a perfect way to recover. I was listening to, do we appreciate Pastor David? Awesome service last week. He's a better man. He's a better person. Men will not despise a thief. You see, you are not a thief because you got caught. You are a thief because of what you did. Whether you are discovered or not is irrelevant. Please, are you with me this morning? I have decided that I will make sure that as much as possible, or as much as is within my power, I will always use the Bible to explain what I'm saying. Because we have a lot of people now who preach. It's as if you are just listening to principles. You can't tell the difference between a pastor and a businessman. So there are business principles in the Word of God. If I see it there, I will show you. But you must, every time that you come here, Christ must be evidently presented before you. So, you are not a thief because you got caught. You are a thief because of what you did. And the Bible says that men do not despise a thief. You see, the Bible called him a thief, even though he only ate to satisfy his hunger. He was referred to as what? A thief. If you are one of those persons that believe that because business or your work at your workplace, can you hear me clearly? At your workplace, most of your customers do not really come in until like 9 a.m. But resumption time is 8 a.m. And you think that, okay, between 8 and 8:20, you can still come in. You're a thief. You're a thief. Because if resumption is 8, it will be fear of your boss to calculate what your salary is per hour and to deduct that 20 minutes. It will be fair. Most of us who say we are Christians and we are always praying for mercy and favor, we cannot work in a regulated industry. We cannot. Say, life is not hard. You see, in this life, life is give and take. It may be my turn today. It's my turn today. It may be your turn tomorrow. Excuse me, you are late. You are a thief. Why should you be a member of Harvest World Assembly? And when they list those who are always coming late, your name is always number one, not even number three, number one. Nobody contends for that position. You are always there. If they say, who are those who wrote 8:20, who changed the time and wrote 8:00 a.m., it's you. You cannot, you're a thief. You didn't get caught, but you're a thief. In the realm of the spirit, you've been labeled over your forehead, while others are carrying labels of fire, anointing. You just put thief. Just paste it on your head. That others are doing it is not an excuse for you as a Christian until your Christianity affects your conduct, affects your choices, and I'm not talking about when you make a mistake. Now I'm talking about generally. Huh? Are you with me now? I'm not talking about when you make a mistake. I'm talking about generally. Your conduct, your temper, what you do when you find items that belong to other people. What do you do with it? Do you try to return it to them, or do you say, God has provided? It's the Lord's doing. So you are a thief, even if you are not caught. But the Word of God says, but when you are caught, then you will be made to do what? To refund sevenfold. That means if you are caught with, say, 1 million, what are you going to refund? Now, if you don't have 7 million as at that day, is it my fault? Because now, whatever was lost before will be attributed to you. They will say, he's the one that has been doing it. He may not have been the one. There might be two of them. The other one has not been caught. But now that your own style of stealing has matched the description of items that have been lost or that have been missing, they say, make him pay sevenfold. So the issue of stealing or being a thief is a very big matter. So don't be an emotional thief. Don't be an emotional thief. Don't be a thief of time. Don't be a man who takes items that does not belong to him. Don't find somebody's pen on the table and say tapping is not a sin. Because you started this thing since primary school and now you have become a professional at tapping biros. See, I just found it. I just used it. After it's biro, it's 15 naira. Esa, you're a thief. You know in your heart of heart, even though nobody writes names on biros again, like we used to do. In those days, I would write something, my name on a paper, insert it. Then the thieves got very clever. They helped me remove the paper. And they move on. When you see your own biro, in fact, some of them, they will even now do some markings, use their mat set, they will mark something. By the time they show you your pen, you say, it's not my own. You will deny your own pen. So you see, people have been becoming masters in unrighteousness from way back. Meanwhile, your parents said, my son is in children's church. But the boy has been taught the way of the world. He has become a master. For I wish we can all master righteousness. The Bible says that man will be made to pay sevenfold. Let me show you one other scripture. Because today, you are not the thief I came for. Eh? I want to believe there is no thief here. In Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 26. Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 26. I want to encourage you, try to take time to read the Old Testament. You will find a lot of juicy matters there. You know, in the New Testament, I just find love. But this Old Testament, you will see something. The one that will... You will find the understanding of the Old Testament, New Testament in the Old Testament and vice versa. Look at verse 26. As the thief is ashamed when he's found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets. I want you to look at the kind of shame God attributes to a thief when he's found, and how that can be translated on a national scale. God attributed the shame that a thief experiences when people gather around him to the kind of shame his people are facing when they are not walking after his ways. And God says this shame will affect their nation. Look at it. It says, it will also affect their kings. Huh? How many of you are very proud of the kind of people who are your rulers today in Nigeria? You know, there was a time in this country, even when we were in secondary school, if there was a new government, we almost knew who the Minister of Education was. We all knew who the Minister of... Do you understand what I'm saying? We almost knew who was who by name. We didn't know them before, but when they became ministers, we knew their names. Who is the Minister of Health? Who knows? Who knows? Except maybe the person is your father. Who knows? Minister of Education. Who knows? No, if you know, just raise your hand. Minister of Sports. Nigeria is a footballing nation. Hallelujah. Minister, there's a woman who promised to sue the United Nations last week. Women are fierce. Is that even a ministry? It should be a department. Under social development or something. She threatened. Now, she claims to be a lawyer. But you see, the gods of her father's house have disgraced her. Do you know how many countries Nigeria is owing? You say you want to sue the person that you are owing. Do you know what happens if Nigeria is banned from being a member of the UN? What will happen to our economy? Have you thought about it? That you will not even be able to apply and say you want to relocate to the UK by virtue of the fact that you have problem. And when you say United Nations, who are we talking about? US? US, UK, Canada, Russia, Australia, they are these G7 countries. They are the ones who call the shot. Somebody was appointed, and the evil spirit in her moved her. Say they are going, that she wants to sue the United Nations. Did you notice that the president did not even talk? He just say, go and mark it. They also removed that woman. Look at the shame we are going through as a nation. Somewhere there's a thief in that place. God, give me that scripture. The scripture, because sometimes you pray, Father, it's Farabale. The shame we are facing as a nation today, where if you call yourself a Nigerian, you have to stand on your own merit. There is no benefit that comes from being a Nigerian right now. There's no benefit that, he's a Nigerian, no, treat him well. No. So as a nation, we are suffering shame. Somebody has been stealing. The shame has become a national one. Give me that scripture. It says that your kings will also be the emblem of that shame. When you look at your president, your governors, fighting with their deputies, fighting, there's nothing to do. They are just there, waiting to, no creativity. And before you blame your governor, I hope you know that your leaders are a reflection of who you are or who we are. Your kings, people who don't know how to hold their subordinates to account for their actions. They just rub it and say, don't worry, go and sin no more. Just join our party, then go and sin no more. The kings will bear the shame. Give me that scripture. They are princes. Look at them. These are the ones that will take over. They are also bearing the shame. That you can be very important here, but when you get to the Heathrow Airport, or you get to JFK Kennedy, you will stand like every other person. No preferential treatment. It's most likely Pastor Adeboye may even get a better treatment than our politicians. Because now, Pastor Adeboye will have to stand on his own merit and good work. And that is a problem. The nation you belong to should add something to you. Don't worry, next 4 years, you will still come and vote for another thief. But it's good that I tell you. Give me that scripture. So when you are praying, you need to know. Take this thing, translate it into your family and ask, who has been breaking the edge in our family? Some of us, we are having issues. Our parents broke other women's hearts, impregnated other women, promised them that they will get married. They now found your mother and noticed your mom was more attractive. Then took the son, abandoned the woman. And that one spoke a word. 70 years later, people are fighting, but nobody really can tell where the problem started from. And meanwhile, you are still writing 820 at your register at the office, 840. You are lying. You are even further complicating your own matter. But you are not aware that the battle had been decided before you were born. Some of you, your battles are inherited. Your battles are not your battle. They became your battle by reason of the family you came into. Hallelujah. Are you blessed this morning? Are you blessed this morning? So I'm saying these things to you so that you can, most of the time, instead of you sitting down in your parlor, your room, lying on your bed and thinking about Emeka, or thinking about Chibuzo, or Cassandra, it would, or Lolade, it would do you a lot of good for you to take just step back and look at your family. Don't be too close. So they have a bird's eye view. Step back. Look at your family as a whole. Begin to identify patterns. This happened to my dad. This happened to my mom. Both of them have this. This one is from my mother's side. Identify. Don't lie. Just behave as though you are the one they brought the case to. Huh? Do is what we call spiritual mapping. Spiritual mapping. Understand the family. So that's what we now determine the kind of prayer you will be praying. Not for you to lie to yourself and say, Jesus has a Jesus married, it's just in your family. It's just in your family. When you are saying, those things are foundational. Unfortunately, we didn't learn them well. If any man be in Christ, a new creature, it's a fact, it's truth. He's a new creature, but that's his spirit. Yeah. It only by renewing of the mind can the soul become a new creature. And only by realizing that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit can your body partake of redemption. Don't deceive yourself. So if there is something that is in your bloodline, it is only by consecrating your body as a temple that God will be removing all the strange spirits and that is in your lineage. Yes, but if your body is being used for just anything, yes, if your spirit is holy, but your body is reckless, your body is not committed, your body is not for Christ alone, yes, you will struggle and you will not know why, because you will be speaking in the tongues of angels, but you will be struggling. Please, are you with me? So salvation is in three layers. We have been saved. We are being saved. And we shall be saved. Are we together? Are we together? Okay. And I'm not saying what I'm saying so that you can be doing deliverance every day for yourself. Because when a man prays, when you cross a threshold, God will give you a witness that this thing you have settled it. He will tell you. He will give you a sign. What we have done to abuse the process is that we tell people to come for 3 months deliverance. We tell them to come. The matter can never be settled. You will keep praying till the end of till the day you die. Which is what our parents, the gospel our parents subscribe to. Which is why they are always on the mountain. Yes, sir. They are never free. They are always on the mountain. Yes, sir. You leave your house where you pay rent. Go and be sleeping on the mountain. Then landlord will call you. Madam, where are your rent is? But I've not been around. I say, well, I'll throw your things out too. You paid rent, move to mountain. Because you refuse to know God for yourself. The man you are going to meet. The man you are going to meet. Why can't he teach you how to remain free? Why can't he tell you to stop stealing? Why can't he tell you to spend more time with your wife and your husband? Instead of you to be saying, Pastor, I don't know what's wrong with my wife. Go home! Tell your neighbor, go home. Go home! A thief. Go home! Go and spend time with your family. You want to be another Jesus? Did you ask him why he didn't marry? You didn't ask him, Jesus, why didn't you marry? Because he didn't need to be bound by all those things. Anywhere he sleeps, that's where he does it. Yeah, Master, I love you. I want to follow. He said, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. So if you want to follow me, sometimes we will see Sheraton. Other times, anywhere on the road, we'll sleep. We have mat. Take your own. The brother disappeared. We didn't see him again. Because people just love what they see on the altar. They don't know the day of lack. Are you blessed? Now, in John chapter 10 and verse 10, let me introduce the thief to you. John chapter 10 and verse 10. For the thief cometh, he cometh not. The word not there means he does not come except for this reason. Come on, are you with me now? The thief cometh not, but for what? The first thing he comes into your life to do is to do what? Please look at that thing. I told you in the book of Proverbs that when a man steals, when a man steals, nobody says anything. No? The day is caught. Now, I want to share a very strange concept with you. Look at that scripture. The thief cometh not but for to steal. Please look at me. Have you, for those of you in Africa, you may understand this. The Americans may struggle with it, but let me explain it. I'm sure they will catch up. Have you seen a situation or watched a movie where somebody went to a herbalist and the herbalist said, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing about your destiny. Huh? You can't be redeemed. Have you seen such stories before? Huh? Then they now say, Baba, you have to do something. It was my friend that told me to come. That once I come, you will do something. Baba, please. I don't have any. Say, you can never be married. You can never have children. I've looked into your star. There's nothing there. Baba. Baba, I'm not going to. Baba. She now say, okay. We can use somebody else's star. Have you heard such stories before? On Abayo. The Tina's Yoruba sometimes. For somebody who is not Yoruba, he's very strong. Please, are you listening to me? As I'm sharing with you now, I've given some instructions to some of you, especially those of you that are married. Because you want to bind devil. God said, go home. Don't bind any devil. Go home. Your husband is not a devil. Your wife is not a devil. Go home. Go on. You should go and settle. Watch Netflix. Do something. Don't pray. That's the problem. Every time you are together, it's time to pray. So don't pray today. Go and sit down with your husband. Sit down with your wife. Be gisting. If you don't have anything to do, sleep and put your head on his leg or on his neck. Sleep. Do some. Do family time. Family time. You want to be more righteous than God. God that created marriage. You want to be more righteous. You turn your wife to a prayer warrior, prayer partner. Is that why she married you? If you have a ministry of prayer, should you not kill your wife because God called you to prayer ministry? Let her discover her own ministry. Two. Let's pray. Oh God, before I marry you, God will answer my prayer. I don't know this guy. Hey, Pastor. Ask your mind. Say, Pastor. This is not mine, not church. Not church. Now, if you heard me and you think what I said is don't pray. No, you are not getting it. I'm just telling you, you can be sometimes we're doing the right thing at the wrong time. That's all I'm not saying you should not pray. Because some of you say you heard Pastor. That's not what I said. What I said is don't do the right thing. Please talk to me. Don't do the right thing at the wrong time. There's a time to pray. There's a time to be a husband. In my house, I'm not a pastor. In my house, my wife can challenge me. But she can't challenge me here. Are you getting it? I say she can't challenge me here. But at home, as I'm coming through the door, she can challenge me. Say, why are you just coming? Why are you? You know, here I'm the pastor. But once we share the grace by 12, I'm husband. So I want to cancel something, no problem. When I come in by 4, when I see her face, say, do you want food? I say, no, I'm not hungry. I want to adjust first. Maybe they put curry inside the rice. You not eat it, you will not be able to sleep. You will be going to the restroom every day. Say, womadik beluhe. Please, let me show you something in that scripture. John chapter 10. Are you blessed this morning? The devil cometh not but to steal. When that woman goes to Baba and says, Baba, do something. Where do you think the destiny they give to her comes from? Hello? The white man doesn't know this one. they'll be giving these scientific names. You are suffering from dyslexia. You are suffering from. Please give me those powerful names now. Psychosis. You are suffering. They'll give you. They have names. They have names for spirits that are scientific. Scientific names for spirits. It's a mild form of psychosis. Psychosis. Say, wow. Is that not madness? Say, no, psychosis. Madness. It's just a nice way of saying you are mad. Say, psychosis. It can be managed, you know. You start doing the analysis. It can be managed. My brother, once they tell you psychosis, call me. Pastor, are you in church? Don't let that thing settle your spirit. Because what's our spirit? The moment the doctor says it's this thing, and you say, they have dug the ground, put the seed. That kind of seed doesn't need rain. It will just be gray. You're a failure. I've told you, you can never make it. And you just... Some of it, your parents were the one who spoke to you like that. You can't do well. You cannot do good. You are no brains. You are a failure. You can't sleep properly. You see the way you are standing. You are reckless. You behave like a prostitute. For them, they thought they were training their children. But what's our spirits? And you heard it for so long that the day you now went out and somebody rebuked you like that, you say, it's similar to what my mom says. Maybe it's true. You just, if not that you are my daughter, I would have thrown you out. Rejection. And you begin to listen to it. You see, for Satan to take your destiny from you, you must be in a vulnerable state. Are you with me? I say for Satan to take your destiny and exchange it with our own, you must be in a state where you are. They can plunge you. They can take your goods and take it away. When the thief comes to the house and he takes your items from the window, he takes them somewhere. Yes, huh? And the scripture tells us that when the enemy comes, he comes for but to steal. Huh? Everybody you see that went to Satan and seemed as though they got a form of solution, Satan didn't have the solution. He took it from other people. Are you with me now? Come on, are you with me? Church is quiet. Hallelujah. I said everywhere, Satan has nothing. Satan himself is also going through corruption. Since the day God sent him out, he has not been the same. So Satan is weaker today than he was 100 years ago. But because he has mastered the wiles, he has studied man. He knows that most people do not believe anything they cannot see. And because Satan is invincible, he plays around that space and manipulates you. Somebody tells you, come tomorrow, we are going to give you this contract. This morning they say, we are not aware. Don't come again. First time, second time, third time. You should know that there's a spirit involved. Take a position. Take a position. Begin to deal with it. If you look into the mirror and somehow you feel that you are not attractive enough for a man to look at you and say, I want to spend the rest of my life. Because some of you think that men only look at how attractive you are. No. Attraction is like number 5 on the list. The number 1 item on the list is the man looks for who gives him peace of mind. She may have a job, she may not have a job. Huh? He looks at somebody that, if he comes home, is he likely coming home to trouble? Alright? So, you may not believe it. Oh. And for those, my dear sisters, who are on Instagram and TikTok, showing off their body and everything, I want to announce to them officially, those men posting fire emoji and love emoji in the comment section, none of them will marry you. It's not a prophecy. It is just the way of men. We don't like to share. And you may not know, men are more jealous than women. So, give me that scripture. So, when the thief comes, he comes to steal. How do we study this stealing strategy. How does Satan engage, looks at you till he's able to take something out of your life? So for a thief to be able to carry out his enterprise, he would have been studying you. Do you know that the most successful thieves are those ones who live in the neighborhood? Huh? There's a Yoruba word for it, but I don't want to bore you. They are neighborhood thieves. They are the boys in the area. Huh? So they know where you live in the morning. They've studied you. They know how many people live in your house. Some of them are the technicians you brought to your house to do plumbing work. They saw that the day you brought them into the parlor to do a job, you went and sat in the room. You say you are praying. So they already know that internally the system is porous. There's space to operate. A thief will be studying you, will be looking at you, studying you, studying you, studying you. He could be studying you for like 3 weeks. Because when you look at the word, the devil coming up but to steal, you may just think the goal of an operation is to be successful. And it may take 3 weeks. They know the time you come back from work. They know when you pray. Satan knows when you pray. Satan knows that you are not praying. Satan knows that you are so busy. As you are going to say, Father, I just thank you. I'll pray tomorrow. For the last 2 months. Who can relate? It's okay. It's okay. I got you. Some of us stopped praying the day we started doing remote jobs. Who can relate? Because now it seems as though you have time, but you don't have time. Now, do you know what I realized about myself? And for those of you who are in tech here, you might maybe know something about this. If you get up in the morning and turn on your laptop, game over. Yes. You see, there's a relationship between a tech person and his laptop. It's a love relationship. If your laptop is... You even if you go out for a pizza, you won't be okay. You'll be thinking about that laptop. That's the way it is. So your laptop can contend with your wife. Now, you may not understand it, but if you're a tech person, you will appreciate what I'm saying. And for a lot of tech people, bury their anger and depression using the computer. They will just start working. They'll start working. There's something to do. Huh? There's something to learn. There's a tutorial to take. At the end of the day, now ask yourself, what did I even achieve today? it's as if you're only productive for 5 minutes. So I realized that I can sit on my computer from 8 a.m. when I take my children to school, and I may be on that system till 3 p.m. when I go pick them from school. Huh? So there's a relationship there. So when you are saying, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Satan is laughing. Satan will never tell you to pray. Not to pray. You just have this idea when you wake up in the morning. If I do this design like this and like this, I can adjust it like this. Let me quickly do it. 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10, 11, 12. This I didn't know to be so complex. 2 p.m. Hey, I need to go pick my keys. Come back, 3 p.m. They start making noise in the house. You can't focus again. Let me relax. Tomorrow again, 4 months. You are not praying. So you now already know that if you are not smart, they've cornered you. Did Satan come to you to say, don't pray? Did you see me in your house? In fact, since you stop praying, it's like you've been enjoying your life. Satan will give you a false sense of security that things will be moving well. It was in those days when somebody commit fornication and died there. Now, when you come for Satan, say, Shotan, see you, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Until one day you just... You will be looking for your Bible in the house. Yeah? That's how you will know that you have gone far. You just pick your wife and say, it's supposed to be on this table. The Bible has started trekking. Gone to your children's room, all of them, all the rooms, one after the other. You didn't know. The one day, the AC outside, you saw the Bible on top of the AC outside. Like, what's this Bible doing here? Who brought my Bible? Nobody. God is giving you a sign. You are in trouble. The Bible, God's tabernacle, is in tent. You are sleeping in the bedroom. Where best do you think your Bible should be? Beside your bed or on your table? Where you can see it. You wake, please. If this phone looks like something that is beside your bed, raise your hand. Some of you claim that it's because of your alarm. Huh? But you know that's not necessarily true. Because the phone is so loud. You know, you use Akate. When you set your alarm on it, even if you are in the dungeon, the alarm will wake you up. You know it's not the alarm. It's Kunle. You know it's Kunle. Everything that Satan takes out of people's lives, he takes advantage of their recklessness. Satan would have been watching you. Oh, but there's recovery today. I said there's recovery today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Satan would have been watching you. You see, this stealing ministry, Satan is a thief. So for those who say, what's the big difference? He's just a thief. That's the first ministry of his apostleship. Satan's apostleship is to be a thief. You think being a thief is a small thing? You must be experienced. I was working at the bank. I was, in those days, I would take a bus to Obalinde. From Obalinde, I take another vehicle to VI. 5 a.m. AY. You know, when you are that roundabout in VI, at Obalinde, you have so many people moving there. Yele come. Because this one I have to show them. So this is the thief. You are not a thief in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I'm coming this way. I'm going this way. And Yele is somewhere. He's coming. I'm going this way to pick. He's coming the other direction. So but you know, if you know where I've been robbed a lot of times. You also you develop intelligence. Yele puts his arms like you know. I'm not teaching you anything. Yele, you see, oh God. Yele already knows he has 2 seconds to get that job done. He has rehearsed. Being a thief requires excellent spirit. Because one mistake, you are dead though. Yele just, you know, for me, this guy is just walking past. I didn't know he has. Yele, still as though he's going that way, 2 fingers coincidentally, not that the Lord said anything. My hand went backwards and held his hand. And I turned. Alpha. When you go zinkaka money. Yeah, the phone and the purse was already in his hand. It was already. I'm looking at money kilo shell later. He said he picked it for me. He died further. How did he fall down? Formula, leave my ass. You know, I didn't know what to do with him. Like, the guy literally, he was done. You know, thieves are trained to operate without you seeing them. So there is something that there's a way you feel when you are looking into the face of a thief. Yeah. I don't know, it's like an emotional, like so you're a thief. Like, so This, you know, what, I don't know. Do I have the words for this? They are trained to operate and get out of the scene. But now, so you may be a mix of emotions. Okay, some of you don't understand. Thank you, sir. The same way you finally see the person, not you, that is sleeping with your husband. You are looking into the... You see that feeling? That's how it feels like when you catch a thief. Please, are you with me now? When you finally realize that the person will keep telling you, Pastor, alone, we bought it 20,000. Ogure, some of them will... our father was robbing me at Sura. There's one place called Sura. At Eko. At Eniji. He repairs my cars. If I say one thing, he will remove his slippers. Ilere. Ilere. What it means is that Ile means ground. That this is where all of us will be buried. That I cannot be lying. The man was hitting me. And I was recommending him. Say, good man. Afa, give him your car key. Go and sleep. Afa. Ilere, Ilere. He will remove his slippers. Ogunre, Ile. This is where all of us will sleep when we die. I cannot be lying to you, Pastor. Whenever somebody tells you, how much will I pay? Say, just give me anything. They have finished you. They have finished you. Won't you? They don't chop. They don't belly fool. Say, Pastor, just give us anything. I know you are fine. You are a man of God. So that feeling of looking into the eyes of this person, only to realize this was the person hiding in the darkness, taking advantage of the porosity of your feet, taking away blessings, taking away your marriage, taking away the peace in your home, taking away your jobs, maligning and destroying your character. How many of you have slept on the same bed with people who are speaking against you? Thieves. Think it's easy to be a thief? You must be ready for the day you will die, because the day you are caught, you will pay. Jesus referred to Satan as a thief. That means, if you come to him, he can only tell you, go come back in 7 days. Take this thing, come back in 7 days. Is that what they give you? They'll tell you 7 days, or they'll tell you 3 nights. This is how to use it in the middle of the night. From the day they give you, tell you what to do, till that night, the spirits need to go and source for the replacement. And because there are a lot of porous Christians, empty Christians, there are a lot of Christians who, if they take away a few things from their life, they won't even notice. They will collect here, God forbid. Collect here, God forbid. Collect here, collect here. Give to one man. The person they gave that thing to doesn't know how they got it. If for him, I came to Baba and Baba did something. Right? But that piece you are now enjoying was collected from 7 people. So they took 20% here, 20% here, 20% here. You just noticed you woke up and for like 7 weeks you were battling with depression. You didn't ask what happened. Come on, say God forbid. So today we are going to take everything back. Amen. I say we are going to take everything back. Amen. A thief only operates on the strength of your carelessness. That false sense of security. I know who I am in Christ. If you have no prayer life, you'll be destroyed. Are you with me? I know who I am in Christ. It's not by fasting or by prayer. You will soon know. I know who I am in Christ. Nothing can happen. God's word says, God's word says, God's word says, what is the requirement and the responsibility given to you to activate that scripture? Certain things are done. Christ has already said to them. But there are certain things that we call the works of faith. Because James says, show me your faith by your works. Huh? That means you cannot even lift up your voice to pray if you don't believe. You have to believe. There's a faith angle to prayer. And that is called the warfare of faith. to believe that God will answer you and change your story and restore you when you have not seen anything. It takes a posture of faith. That you are planning to get married, say April next year, and you suddenly feel that your marriage is going to be threatened because of Chiamaka. Listen, we may not be married, but I didn't get into this relationship in the flesh. Which means if you try, the host of heaven will come against you. That's the meaning. Jesus said, out of everything that has been given to me, no one was lost except the son of perdition. Why was he lost? Because he chose to be a thief. Judas chose to be a thief. And he was called the son of perdition. Can you imagine? He took a thief to betray Jesus. Not an adulterer. A thief. If somebody steals around you, forgive them, but release them. Let them go. Did you hear what I said? If somebody steals around you, forgive them. But they cannot stay again. Let them go. Because they will do something more terrible very soon. If somebody lies to you and it involves money or something, forgive them. But withdraw the access you have given to them. They must not have access to your room again. I'm telling you. Because they won't change. But you must forgive them for your own faith. But you must release them. Let them go. When Gehazi stole, Elisha released him with leprosy. You can't be more righteous than God, though. Those stories are there for a reason. Achan was released with stones till he died. Go and read the Bible and see everywhere something that involved a thief came up. See the punishment. Go and check. Because you now, you want to be Jesus Christ. You want to be Jesus. Huh? Go and read the Bible and see the fate of thieves. I told you Satan's first ministry is to be a thief, and you think it's a small thing. It's an industry. Yeah, it will change. It will change, but not in my shop. Go and change outside, then come back. Some of us have exposed and we've become reckless and careless. Simply because somebody said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry doesn't have emotions. It is a change of style, lifestyle. Say, I'm sorry. And so what? Bring forth the fruits of repentance. Bring forth the fruits of repentance. I'm sorry will not cut it. Because I'm sorry can just be a statement. I'm sorry it's an Englishman's way of saying let's forget about it. That's an Englishman's way. How did that person apologize in scripture? He said, I have sinned against you. I have sinned against you. He didn't just say, I'm sorry. I have sinned against you. You can sin against your brother. I have sinned against you. I am not worthy to be called your son. That's what it means to apologize. You go and they say, I have sinned against you. What I have done is worthy of death. It's worthy to be disowned. I cannot even lay claim to being your son. It is now on the responsibility of the other person to say, you are still my son. Come. Not for you to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, the English language is very weak. It's very weak. That's why you see a word in the Bible. It has, in Hebrew language, it has 7 words. Different words, but here it's just love. But you see love, but in Hebrew language you have different words for love. Therefore, by the time we come back for our second service, we're going to take some time to pray. Because now that you have known that what the devil is doing is not doing anything new. It's only taking from this person to give this person. Taking from this person to give this person. Satan has no blessing for nobody. It's a business. You are giving me work. I need to send my boys out to go and look for what you are asking for. And because there are a lot of Christians who are reckless and are living in sin and they are not spiritual, I will take their own and give to you. Come on, say God forbid. Come on, say God forbid. Rise on your feet. I told you this man is a thief. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, again the devil took him up to an exceeding high mountain and showed Jesus the kingdoms of this world and their glory. Verse 9. Who took Jesus into the mountains? Satan. Verse 9. Let me read this. Verse 9. Matthew 4:9. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. If you read another gospel, Satan here said to Jesus, for it was so delivered unto me. That means he took those things from Adam. Huh? Hello? He took it from who? Did he take it or did he steal it? He deceived Adam and stole it. And is promising Jesus. I told you this man is a thief. If you think that he will blink if he gets the opportunity. If Satan gets the opportunity to rob you. If you think he will blink because he's Satan. That he has been stealing since, so he's tired. He's not tired. He will fight for the peace of your heart till you become suicidal. Therefore, I'm going to call upon the God of heaven. I'm going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I declare, let there be a recovery of everything, of my peace, of my joy, of my prosperity, of my marriage, of my children. Whatever the enemy has taken out of my life, in the name of Jesus, let there be a recovery this morning. Open your mouth and begin to pray. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We take authority in the name of Jesus. And we begin to retrieve. We begin to retrieve everything that the enemy has taken out of the lives of God's people. In the name of Jesus. The peace of our children. The peace of our spouse. The peace of our lives. Everything that we have lost. In the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to take it back. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you are not praying well, but we'll still continue second service. You are going to ask the Lord. The scripture says when the enemy has been found, we have found the enemy this morning. We have found the enemy this morning. And his name is Satan. The Bible says he must be compelled to return sevenfold. That means Satan is owing you. I say he's owing you. Because the person he took that thing and gave it to, he collected interest.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to ask for recovery to the ratio of seven.
Yes,
you are going to ask for recovery to the degree of seven.
Yes,
if they took your peace, they must return it back seven times. If they took away your job, they must return it with a seven-level job. A job with seven figures. If they took away your marriage, it must be restored today. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray.